Baz Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Naziris, in the laws of the vows of Naziris, in the Rambam Sefer HaFlo, which in this Perek, the Rambam discusses if someone takes a Kabbalah of Naziris that's not wholehearted regarding who is the one that takes the vow of Naziris, and specifically the place of where the Naziris is taken. As the Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding a not full-fledged Kabbalah, and that is Hanoidim and Nazir B'Shagi. If someone takes a vow of Naziris by mistake, for example, let's say he says, oh, I'm a Nazir if I ate today. And when he took the Nether, he thought that he didn't. It turns out that he actually did eat. So let's say it was a forced Oinus that they were forcing him to take it. Or he just took the vow just to go ahead and motivate his friend. Or he said in a way of an exaggeration. So Hareza Pater, Bishar Nadarm, or Kishar Nadarm, meaning this has the same halacha of the four categories which we said in Hilchas Nadarm that are not considered Nadarm, so too here for the Nether of Nazirs. Now, Umisha Noda Benazir Benichman Nidrip, so someone took a vow of Nazirus and he regrets his vow. Hareza Nishal Lachacham, Umatale Nazirus, so he goes to ask for the sage to permit his Nazirus. Again, Kedek Shematim Shah Nadarm, just like we permit by other vows, Nazirus is in the category of Nadarm. Halacha Beis. Mishu Nadar Benazir, someone takes a vow of Nazirus, Vahalach Lahavi Karbanaisim. So he goes to bring his Karbanas, Shenazir Al Das, that he had taken the Naziris with the intention Shivim Bimloisim Nazir, that he's going to bring those animals which he knew he has to bring them when he finishes his days in Naziris. Now Mitzom Shinignivu, when he gets it to the animals to the stable, he sees that they're stolen. Or one of them of the animals were stolen. So it depends. If the vow of Naziris was taken before the animal was stolen, although it was stolen by the time he's trying to bring them, he's a Nazir, because they were there when he took the vow of Naziris. But let's say the vow of Naziris, he didn't know about this, but when he took it, it was already after it was stolen or lost or died, then in a Nazir, then he's not going to be a Nazir. She's a Nazir betoys, because here the Naziris was taken in error. His intention was when he took it to have with those animals, and at the time that he took the Naziris, he didn't even have them. So then there wouldn't be a halachic Naziris. Halacha Gimbal, the Rambam continues regarding the halacha of Matfis bin Nazirusai, regarding to take a vow of Naziris, not directly, but extending on someone else's. So Hamatfes bin Nazirusai, like we have the halacha by the laws of Nedarim, which is that he's extending his Naziris based on someone else's, Rambam is going to explain the next halacha, he's a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir, Kamishma Aaron bidin kol Hamatfes bin Ed, like we explained, the halacha is in Nedarim, in the third parak, like anyone who extends someone else's vow. So halacha dalad, how so? How you Nazir over the fond of Amr? Let's say there was a Nazir walking in front of him, and he said, Harin Nikizah, I'm going to be like that person. So, Ari is a Nazir. He's like the Nazir, which we already explained this in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, that itself makes him like a Nazir. Now, Nodach Haver ben Nazir, now let's say his friend had taken the vow of Naziris. Vamahu, and he says, Pi kepiv miyayin. I want my mouth to be like his mouth regarding the wine. Aishomo, he says, Sa'ari kezari miligazes. I want my hair to be like his hair from not being shorn. Ari is a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir. And Mechinim Shem Masotu, he hears his friend say, I want to be a Nazir. Vaman, he says, Va'ani and me. Particularly, given the amount of time that it takes to say Shom Alecha Rabbi, when those few seconds, and Veshem Ashlishi, particularly, Veshal Sheni Vama, and then the third person here is within that amount of time of the second person, he says Vani and me, Vafilim Meya, and even if it's 100 people, each one within Tarki Diba of the other person, Kulum Nazir and the Ogun be Nazir, because each one was extending, it's called Matfiz, in the one beforehand, and that's enough to go ahead and create a Neder of Nazirs. Halacha Ehu, if someone says, Arini Nazir Shi Leben, I want to be a Nazir when I'm going to have a son. V'chaveru, I mean, his friend says, V'ani emi, hari chaveru nozer miyad. So the other guy, the second guy, is actually nozer right away, because when he says, and me, his intention was regarding harini nozer part. On that he was matfis the naziris. And therefore has nothing to do with when that person made a stipulation when he's going to have a son. This guy says, and me, which will be the same thing as your naziris, which he has right away. Halacha v'avu, I mean, if someone says to his friend, harini nozer, angemi nozer kishiyah l'chabem. When you have a son, I'm taking a vow of naziris. Now the other friend is standing there and he hears and he says, Va'ani and me? Ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. Why? The whole intention of that last guy was just to say, I love you to have a son just like that person. Because he's embarrassed, that's why he's speaking up, that he just doesn't want to be outdone by the first guy, not to express his love for him like the first person. So he says, and me? It's not to say I'm also taking the serious. And me? I also want you to have a child. Halacha Zayin, I'm discussing regarding when there's a suffix in this Nazirus. If someone says, Harini Nazir Kishil Laplaini Ben, I'm going to be a Nazir when that person's not here. When that person has a son. And a friend overheard and he says, Vani Ami, Harini Safik. So there's a doubt over here. Because Shemalin Neskavan Eli is Nazir Kamaise. Maybe his intention was only, to be a Nazir just like the first person, because you can't say it's because he's embarrassed because the other person's not here. So obviously his intention is only to accept himself in the Ziris, and he's being matfis and extending the first person in the Ziris. Or maybe he means to say, no, Shani, oy, voisek maisecha. I love him just like you love him too. But not to take the Naziris. Or Svek Naziris, Lahakal, and here the Rambam says it clearly, which we had mentioned in the previous parak, and a doubt regarding Naziris, we go leniently. Why do we do that? Because when the person finishes in the Ziris, he has to bring karbanas, and maybe he's not a Nazir, and then he's going to be chulin to the Azara. And even to do an Adava is not possible because you cannot bring a Chatzah as an Adava. So because of that doubt, we say that you don't have the Halacha of Nazirs. Halacha Ches. Shnayim show you Mahalchem Baderech. Two people walking on the road. V'ro Echad Bokenev, and they see a person coming opposite them. V'omer Echad in the Shnayim, one of the two says, oh, Zeha Elech Kenegdenu Shimonhu. That guy coming towards us, he's Shimon. V'omer, the other one says, no, Reuben, he's Reuben. So V'omer says, so the one who said that it's Reuben, he says, Hareini Nazir Amir Reuben. You know what? And I'll prove it to you. I'll be a Nazir if I'm right that it's Reuben. V'omach, another one says, Hareini Nazir Amir Shimon. I'll be a Nazir if it's Shimon. He gia lemayir Reuben, and when they finally come, he comes to them, turns out it's Reuben. So Hareini Nazir, the one who says that it was Reuben and took a vow to that, so he has to be a Nazir. V'may Shimon if it was Shimon, Rechaveir Nazir Kamash Nadru. Then his friends can be Nazir, again, like they're taking the vow of Naziris. And the Chayyim Kiyotz, anything similar to that, will obligate whoever turns out was right in his vow of Naziris. But let's say the guy ends up turning onto a side street. He never gets to them. Rather, he goes backwards. He turns back, and he disappears from their eyes. They don't find out who he really was. So then, ain echad hem Nazir. So then, neither one of them going to be a Nazir, as we just said in the previous halacha, because since that verified who is right and who is wrong, so it's suffering Naziris. And again, suffering Naziris, you go lahakal. Halacha test. V'chein oimer. So if someone says, "Reina Nazir miya b'krizeh," you know I'm going to be a Nazir. If this pile of grain that I have is maya kor 100 kor, I'm excited. I'll be a Nazir. V'halach l'mad, he goes to measure it. U'metzoy shenig nemay ashavet. He finds that the whole pile of grain was stolen or lost. So again, in a Nazir, not going to be a Nazir because his intention was only when it verified what it's going to be, like he had said. Then he's going to be, and therefore, since he can't verify it, so it's not going to be a Nazir. V'chein kliyaz v'zeh, anything like this, shesvig Nazir is l'alkal again, because doubt regarding Naziris, we go leniently. Halacha yud. Hoyim halchem maderech. Let's say they were walking on the road, v'ro sakoy merochik. They see a koy. A koy is a type of animal that's from a goat father and a mother deer. And the chum did not qualify exactly if it's halachically like a behemoth, or a domesticated animal, or a chaya, while them which have different halachas. Now one of them says, "Harini Nazir Shezachai." You know I'm going to be a Nazir if this is a wild animal. The other one says, "Harini Nazir Shezabehim." He says, "I'm going to be Nazir that this is a domestic animal." The other one says, a third person says, "Harini Nazir Shein Zachai." He says, "I'm a Nazir that this is not a Chai." Another person says, "Harini Nazir Shein Zabehim." I'm a Nazir that this is not an animal, a domestic animal. The other one says, a fifth person, "Harini Nazir Shein Zaloi Chai Velebehim." I'm a Nazir that this is not a Chai and not a Behim. And the sixth person says, "Harini Nazir Shein Zabehim V'Chayah." I'm a Nazir that this is a behemah and a chayah. So Harini Kul Nazirim, all six of them are Nazirim. Why? Nishar Koy, because of this Koy, Yesh Boy Drachim Shav Ben L'Chayah. It has paths in halacha that is similar to a chayah. V'Yesh Boy Drachim Shav Ben L'Behemah also has paths in halacha that's similar to behemah. Now V'Yesh Boy Drachim Shav L'Chayah V'Behemah has halachas that it's similar to chayah and behemah. Has ways in halacha that's not simultan, not a behema, and not a chai. So it comes that all of them on some level said some truth. Now, v'hu adinim ro'a andragonus. Same thing would apply if that's a so andragonus, which has both male and female genitalium. V'nech lo kubai, imu isha isha. And they're disagreeing if this is a man or a woman. V'nadra al-derech shenadra el-bukai. And they have the same type of disagreement the way they had regarding the kai. It is a man, it is a woman. It's not a man, not a woman. It is a man and a woman. So they're cool nazirim. They're all going to be nazirim. Krishan Dragon is Yesh B'Drachim Shav Ben La'ish. The Dragon has certain paths in halacha that it's similar to a man. U'Drachim Shav Ben La'ish has certain areas, aspect that it's similar to a woman. U'Drachim She'en Shav Ben La'ish of La'ish in certain areas is not like a man or a woman. U'Drachim She'en Shav Ben La'ish of La'ish, and you have certain paths that it has similar to a man and a woman. So again, it turns out, regarding the Dragon is that they were all right. Now, Allah Yudav Duram clarifies, he says, V'chol Drachim Eil, and all these paths that we're talking about of the Dragon is, Binyani HaMitzvahs, it's in the category of the commandments of the Torah. We're not talking about his nature of Torah and his physical elements. And mechin darkar koi. So when he spoke about the paths of the koi, that creature was binyan and mitzvah, was in the category of halacha. We're not talking about is it a wild animal or a domestic animal in regards to its nature or to its physical elements. As Ram says, kitzat household. Dumai, regarding the blood of the koi, toin kisir kechaya, has to be covered when you shecht, when you slaughter it like a wild animal. So in that, it's like a chaya. V'chel b'yos and its fats are forbidden, kebehema, like a domestic animal, which does not apply by the chaya. V'ri kalayim ima behema b'chin mechaya. And it's a forbidden mixture of mating it with domestic and wild animals, kilo in the chaya v'le behema, as if it wasn't the chaya or behema. Because it was one of them would be permitted when one of them. We're not sure, so we forbid it with both. And the toin shechita and requires slaughtering, kebehema b'chaya, like behema chaya. So you see that it has like one and not the other, like the other and not the one, like both or like neither. And there are other paths, and meaning regarding other halachas, neither one explained in their appropriate place, like Hechaz Yamtu, Hechaz Bikur, Hechaz Abbas Atuma. And Mechaz Andragonus, same thing applies to Andragonus. Metame Beloivin Kanashim. He contaminates regarding the semen, which is white, for the laws of Zavim and Balkari, Kanashim like men. And he contaminates with regarding the red, meaning the blood of Ziva and Nida to become Tameh, like women. So in that he's like men, and that like he's like women. And he's not so like a Jewish slave, not like men, not like women, because we're not sure if he's a man or a woman, so therefore you can't have either one which have different halachas for the man or the woman as their soul does in Ebedivri. And Vaharga, and someone kills him, and that he's the same as men and women. And also there are other halachas that apply in drunkenness. Each one is written in their place, and other places. Again, where how do we define the characteristics in halacha of androgynous? Halacha Yud Beis. So to Imra, Noshim Bom Kenegdim. Let's say they saw men coming towards them. Mehem Pekchim and Mehem Sumim. Some of them were blind and some of them were able to see. Now, one of the people says, Arina Nazar, Sheil Pekchim. I'm a Nazar that these men that are coming towards us can see. V'amar Achad, the other one says, No, Arina Nazar, Sheinyal Pekchim. I'm a Nazar that these people cannot see. V'amar Achad, the other one says, Hare Ani Nazar, Sheil Sumim. I'm a Nazar if they're blind. V'amachad, the other one says, Harina Nazar She'enil Sumim. I'm a Nazar that they're not blind. V'amachad, the other one says, Harina Nazar She'enil Pekim Sumim. I'm a Nazar that they are blind and that they could see. V'amachad, the other one says, Harina Nazar She'enil Loi Pekim Sumim. He says, and I'm a Nazar that they're not people who could see and they're not blind. So again, Harei Kul Nazirim, they're all going to be Nazirim because the Pekim in them are not blind and the Sumim are not Pekim. So really, it turns out that everyone's really true here. And so they're all going to be Nazirim because they all have one element that they're connecting with. And the Chilkul Yitzvah says anything like this makes them into a Nazir. Now, Halachat Gimel Rambam discusses who could go ahead and take this vow of Nazirs to become a Nazir. So Katan Shegil Oynas Nedarim, a minor that reached the age of the category of vows, which is when he's 12 years old, the year before Bar Mitzvah. But no, the Nazir, and he takes a vow of Nazirs. He's a Nazir, so he becomes a Nazir. Or maybe he brings his karbanas. Vav Pishadayin Lo Hebish Teisoris. And even though he didn't bring two pubic hairs, Kishar Nadarm, like other Nadarm, which again is a Xeris Akasa regarding the halachas of Nadarm. Now, Va'ish, a man, Madres B'nai Katan Menazir, he could take a vow of Nazirs on his minor son. Av Pishadayin Bo Lo Ines Nadarm, even if the son didn't yet reach the age of 12 of the category of taking vows. But Ve'ini Isha Madres is B'nai Menazir, but the woman, the mother, cannot take a vow of Naziris on her son. And halacha who this halacha from tradition, it doesn't apply to other Nadarim. It's a unique halacha regarding the laws of Naziris. Halacha dot ketzat hauso. Ha'av shamal b'nai katan. The father says to his minor son, Ariyatu Nazir, you're a Nazir. Oy Shomai says, B'ni plani Nazir, my son, that son is a Nazir. Oy Hariz a Nazir. Or he says, this is a Nazir, pointing at a son. The Shasak Ben and the son is silent. Hariz a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir. So therefore the father has to treat the son with all the precision of the laws of Naziris. And then Nitmah, if the son becomes Tamei, so then maybe so then the father has to bring because of the son carbon tumah, or carbon when a Nazir becomes Tamei. Ukesh Yashman Naziris, when he finishes Naziris, maybe carbon Tari has to bring the carbon of purification. Kishar Nazirim, again, like all other adult Nazirim. Now halacha tezva, but let's say Leirotza HaBen. Let's say the son doesn't want this. This 10-year-old has a mind of his own, doesn't want to be a Nazir. Does any protest regarding this? Or the relatives are saying, what are you doing over here? Or he cuts his hair. Or his relatives cut his hair. Which now they did an action which is revealing their intention that neither he or nor them want this Naziris. So then he's not going to be a Nazir. And that's part of the halacha that they could protest. Avad Masa Ish Ladir, until what age could the father take the vow of Naziris on his son? It's actually Yagdal Vyas Ish until he becomes an adult and becomes a man, then the father has no more jurisdiction over his son. Halachat Zayin, Ram discusses regarding other specialty categories that of Gentiles, women, slaves, and regarding the laws of Naziris. So Hagoyim, in Lem Naziris. Gentiles don't have the laws of Naziris. Shemaka says in the passing by Midbar, Talab Bnei Yisrael, so though they can make Nedarim, but the Nedar of Naziris they cannot make, like it says, speak to the Jewish people, and that's the opening for the laws of Naziris. Halachat Zayin, Noshem Vavodim, women and slaves, Yesh Lem Naziris. They have the laws of Naziris, women, it says explicitly in the Torah, Isha Kiafli Linda Neder Nazir. And regarding slaves, the Pasuk says, Vamarta Alehem, which that comes to include Avodim. Now, Va'avayabal, now the father or the husband, may for Naziris Isham Ratza, he can nullify the Naziris of his wife or his daughter if he wants to. Kashar Nadarm, like the other laws of Nadarm that we explain in Hilchas Nadarm in the 11th parak. Aval Eved, but regarding the slave, Yesh L'Rabbi Lochof Oisai. What he could do is he could just force his slave, lishlis, to drink the wine, l'tam l'mesim, and to become tamei to dead people. In other words, he could protest as long as he wants to, in contrast to a woman that he can't force her. If he wasn't made for the neder of Naziris, he can't do it anymore. By a slave, he could just force him to go ahead and do opposite of his Naziris. Not vim l'kafas, but if he doesn't force him, then no Naziris, then he has to go according to his Naziris. But if he wants to, the master doesn't have to let the slave fulfill his Naziris. Now, Allah Yitres, the Rambam qualifies, says, if the slave took a vow of other vows that there is, I mean, not just like Naziris, which affects the master, which therefore he could subdue him, but even, let's say, other vows that have self-affliction, and it weakens the body of the slave, or it will hold back his efficiency of the work that he's supposed to do, or he said his vow is on himself. So, ein rabbi tzarch l'kupay. The master in these cases, so by Naziris we said he forces him. Here, he doesn't even have to subdue him to force him. Because the slave, his soul is not acquired to him. The Torah says, lesser isa al nafshay. If you want to take something, make something privet on yourself. That excludes a slave who he's indebted to his master. His master owns him. And therefore his vow doesn't even take effect at all. What could this be compared to? If someone goes and takes produce that's not his and makes it forbidden on other people, well, the net is not going to take effect. Now, but if there's no affliction, and there's nothing that's going to hold back the work, then he cannot go ahead and force him to nullify his vow because the master is not losing anything, and therefore the neder does take effect. Now, Nadar Abdu bin Naziris. Let's say his slave took a vow of Naziris. And he says, Loy, and he says to the slave, which we said, by the Naziris we said that he could force him, he could just make him go ahead and drink the wine, Bim Tam Lamesim, because he's in control of him. And there, he in contrast to other cases where you don't have to do it or he can't, that's what he does by that of Naziris. But let's say instead of forcing him to drink the wine, Bim Tam Lamesim, he tells him, Mufalach, it's nullified for you. Then, the way the Rambam's gear says, for the Gemara, that Yatzal L'Cheirus. So then, actually, the slave even goes free, because he's revealing his intention that he does not have dominion over him, because he's treating him the way he would treat his wife or his daughter, which is to do Hafara. And therefore he goes free, because obviously he's freeing him. And now, the slave would have to complete his Naziris. And the reason is, She'eved Kaifin Oisei, because a slave, the way you treat him regarding his Naziris, is you force him. You don't do Hafara. From Hefer, if he's doing Hafara, then Yatzal L'Cheirus is going free, because Yabichi is showing that he's a free person. Halacha Yates. Eved Shenoda ben Naziris, a slave that took a vow of Naziris. Uvarach, and he fled, or he left from his master. Hariz also l'shez yayin, he's not drink wine. Why not? Kadesh yitztar, that he should be pained. V'yachzal l'shez rabbi, and he should go back to the domain of his master, where, again, then the master could force him to drink and do all the things because it's getting in the way of the work. But if not, he does not have that, and therefore he has to fulfill his Naziris. So we want him specifically to say it's forbidden, so that he goes back to his master as a way of preventing the slave from just running away. Nazir v'hishlam Nazirusai. Let's say he became a Nazir, and he fulfilled his Naziris. V'gilech, and he cut his, he did all the whole procedure of the Naziris. V'loy doy rabbi, and the master didn't even know about it from the beginning till the end. V'achkach yetzlachais, and then subsequently he goes out as a free man. So he has fulfilled his vow of Naziris because he finished it and the master never forced him not to do it. Avlam Nadab, but if he took a vow of Nazir's Veloy Gilech and he never yet cut his hair, meaning he didn't finish, goes out as a free man, then Loyotzi, they didn't, he's not fulfilled his vow because it's different as a slave where the master could subdue him, and when there's a free man, since he never finished it, then he has not fulfilled his obligation. Let's say Nitma V'achka Chitzlacheres, let's say he didn't finish, but he became Tame during his Nazir's, and he went out as a free man, then Mayna Mishosha Nitma, then he actually starts counting from when he became Tame. In other words, what the mitzvah say is that although he went free, he's not going to bring the karbanas that a nazir brings when he becomes tamei, like a regular nazir tar. And he also does not have to start counting his new naziris from day 8 of his purification, like a nazir tar that became tamei, which, when he brings his karbanas, rather on day 7 for his tumma, when he tevels, is when he starts counting his naziris, because since here, the person was doing his naziris without his master's awareness, so he wasn't definitively counting, because maybe his master is going to hear and subdue him, and he's going to void his naziris. So when he becomes tamei, it removes his naziris, and he's not fit for a carbon. So he's like someone that takes a ned of naziris, and he's at that time a tamei meis, which on the day 7th is when he starts counting from his naziris, and he does not bring a carbon tumah, as Rambam is going to say later on Perek Vav. So therefore, here he starts counting from when he was tamei, and he does not bring the carbonis of tumah. It can't count what was before because of he became tummy. But he starts counting Mishosha Nitma from when he became tummy. The Ram Halacha Chaf, he continues regarding the place and the time of the Nazirs. Nazirs Nehegis Befnei HaBayis, Beshalei Befnei HaBayis, the laws of Nazirs apply whether when the Beis HaMikdash is around and when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Therefore, Mishonot Ben Nazir Bezman HaZev, someone takes a vow of Nazirs in today's times, there is a Nazir Lailam. He's going to be Nazir forever. Why? She'en lo nabayis. We don't have a base of Migdash. Kadesh yevei karbanos ben loisim ein nizir. He's not done with the nazirs until he brings the karbanos, and he can't bring his karbanos. Halacha v'alaf. Ein nazirs nahegis el be'eretz Yisrael. But however, the laws of nazirs are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael because Chazal will goyz a tuma on Eretz Amim, anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael. It comes out you cannot count your nazirs b'tahara. It's as if you took your ned of nazirs and you're still in the cemetery. So Misha Nazir b'chutzlat, so if someone takes his Nazirs out of Eretz Yisrael, coins and I say, we penalize him. Mechayv and I say, la'al Eretz Yisrael. We force him to go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'li is Nazir b'Eretz Yisrael, and to go out and be a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael, k'minyan ha'yem Misha Nazir, according to the amount of days that he took the vow of Nazirs. So the figure, therefore, since it's forbidden to delay and be out of Eretz Yisrael because of the state of Tuma, so Misha Nazir b'zman Nazir b'chutzlat, so someone takes the vow of Nazirs in today's times, so we force him to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and to complete his nazir until he dies, or until the base of Mikdash is rebuilt. But you have a karban naisa, and then he brings his karbanas when he completes the days of his naziris. Now, lacha beis b'chol zman shu b'chutzlaret. Now, as long as he is out of Eretz Yisrael, hariza also lishtus yain. He's still forbidden to drink wine, ulitam lemesim, and to become tummy to dead people, legaleich, and to cut his hair. And b'chol liktuk in naziris alav, and all the precision of the laws and these are on him. Now, and that's va'ava b'shein yom me'elu oilein, even though we had said that these days don't count for him, but still, he has to go ahead and act for the laws of Nazirus that he has. And v'im avar b'shas, and he be transgressed, and he drinks the wine, agilach, or katzer, nagim b'meis, or he touch a dead person, b'giyitzim, and agiyah, or all these types of things that he's forbidden to touch. So like he's going to get lashes, because although we're all to me'elameisim, it's not really considered like mechul v'oimid, rather, it's essentially like someone that becomes tummy dead person, and he leaves, and he touches, and he leaves, and he gets lashed for every time that he touches. The Rambam says later in Perek Hey, and that was what the equivalent would be by being out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he has the obligations of doing the Zirs, but again, it won't be counted until he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and does it until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt.